Thursday morning, let's go to the UK. Endo, good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Had the hottest day of the year over there, mate.
Yes, almost 28 Celsius. Hottest place in the UK was Heathrow Airport, 27.8 Celsius. Not that there's anyone flying out of Heathrow Airport these days because pretty much everything is grounded because of the virus. But nevertheless, people headed to the beach today, and some police forces had some serious issues about social distancing. Down in Devon, Devonshire police have been very, very busy. The coastal roads to North Devon, which is, for my money, one of the most picturesque parts of Britain, the roads were gridlocked and people were abandoning vehicles, parking on double yellows. Police have put some tweets out tonight saying that, you know, don't worry, we may have run out of parking tickets today, but you will be getting yours in the post. So, yeah, not the best of days, and entirely predictable, you know, that people would head to the seaside. We're finally into the good weather, and virus or no virus, a lot of people took the decision they wanted to go to the beach.
And the government has found a unique way to help charities during COVID-19.
So charities are financially crippled, really, at the moment, really hamstrung. They're not able to fundraise. They're not able to hold events. Really, really struggling. So the government has tonight announced that it is going to pump in about $300 million. Where are they getting this cash from? Old bank accounts that have not been used for 15 years. Apparently there was $300 million just sitting there. These bank accounts that, for whatever reason, someone hasn't decided they needed the money, or they have passed away, or they left the country, whatever. $300 million just sitting around in dormant bank accounts unused for 15 years. The government saying, thank you very much, we'll put that into a charitable pot.
And the charities will appreciate that as well. Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.